about giving back to your community in a cool way while helping your family eat better? Well, you can. It's all in the name, Plant a Row, Grow a Row, an organization that helps you help others. Plant vegetables and donate them to your local food bank. Get how-to tips and more information about this innovative idea at www.growarow.org.
CGSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
A report shows developing nations face tidal wave of debt repayments to China in 2025. China's role in developing countries' finances has transformed from capital provider to chief debt collector,as a tidal wave of repayments due on loans Beijing extended under its Belt and Road Initiative far outstrip new disbursements, a new report by the Australian think tank showed.
澳智库报告，接发展中国家因偿还中共贷款面临债务海啸。澳大利亚一家智库发布的最新报告显示，中共国在发展中国家金融事务中的角色已从资金提供者转变为主要债务催收方。北京在“一带一路”倡议下发放的贷款如今面临一波还款潮，远远超过了新的资金拨付。
Under the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, launched in 2013 by leader Xi Jinping, Beijing has dispersed over $1 trillion in loans,to more than 150 countries to build a network of roads, airports, railways, telecommunication networks, and seaports to connect China to the rest of the world. Critics have accused China of setting up debt traps and expanding geopolitical and economic influence through BRI.
自2013年习近平启动一带一路以来，北京已向150多个国家发放了超过1万亿美元的贷款，用于建设连接中国与世界其他地区的公路、机场、铁路、电信网络和海港等基础设施项目。批评者指责中共通过一带一路设置债务陷阱，以此扩大其地缘政治和经济影响力。
According to the report by the Lowry Institute, developing countries owe a record of $35 billion in debt repayments to China in 2025.
洛伊研究所的这份报告指出，发展中国家在2025年需向中共国偿还创纪录的350亿美元债务。
Around $22 billion, or about two-thirds of the total $35 billion in debt repayments due in 2025,will be made by 75 of the world's poorest and most vulnerable countries, threatening critical spending for health, education, poverty reduction, and climate adaptation efforts, the report said.
报告说，在这350亿美元的还款中，约220亿美元，约占总额的三分之二，将由全球最贫困、最脆弱的75个国家支付。这对他们在医疗、教育、减贫以及气候适应等关键领域的支出构成威胁。
China's role as a lender has passed a watershed, wrote Riley Duke, the author of the report titled Peak Repayment, China's Global Lending.
撰写报告《还款高峰：中国的全球贷款》的作者赖利·杜克写道，中国作为债权国的角色已经跨过了一个分水岭。
The nation that was once the developing world's largest source of new finance has now wholly transitioned to being the world's largest single destination for developing country debt service payments, added Duke, research fellow on the Lowry Institute Pacific Aid Map.
身为洛伊研究所太平洋援助地图项目研究员的杜克还表示，这个曾经是发展中国家最大新增融资来源的国家，如今已经完全转变为发展中国家 常在混向的最大单一接收方。
New Chinese loan commitments have also remained at around $7 billion per year since 2023, shifting from being a net provider of financing, where it lent more than it received in repayments, to a net drain, as repayments now exceed loan disbursements, the report said.
报告指出，自2023年以来，中共国每年的新增贷款承诺维持在约70亿美元，标志着其已从净融资提供者及贷款发放多余回款转变为净资金流出方，因为目前的还款额已超过新发放的贷款。
In 2012, China was a net drain on the finances of only 18 developing nations. By 2023, that number has more than tripled to 60.
2012年，仅有18个发展中国家的财政状况因偿还中共债务而出现净流出，而到了2023年，这一数字已增长至60个，增加了三倍多。
China is grappling with a dilemma of its own making. It faces growing diplomatic pressure to restructure unsustainable debt and mounting domestic pressure to recover outstanding debts, particularly from its quasi-commercial institutions, wrote Duke.
杜克写道，中国正面临一个由自身造成的两难困境，一方面面临越来越大的外交压力，要求其重组不可持续的债务，另一方面，其国内尤其是类商业机构也日益施压，要求追回未偿还的贷款。
Despite the broader decline in global lending, China continues to finance strategic or politically significant borrowers and remains the largest bilateral lender in 7 out of its 9 land neighbors. These include Laos,Myanmar, Pakistan, Mongolia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan.
尽管全球贷款总体呈下降趋势，中共国仍持续向具有战略意义或政治重要性的贷款国提供融资，并且在与其接壤的九个陆地邻国中，中共国仍是七个国家，包括老挝、缅甸、巴基斯坦、蒙古、哈萨克斯坦、吉尔吉斯斯坦和塔吉克斯坦最大的双边债权国。
The report said that new loans also feature as a diplomatic deal-making tool, particularly in getting other countries to adopt Beijing's One China policy, which states that the People's Republic of China is the sole legitimate government of China, including self-ruling Taiwan as part of its territory.
报告指出，中共国的新贷款也被用作外交谈判的工具，尤其是在促使其他国家接受北京的一个中国政策方面。该政策主张中华人民共和国是中国唯一合法政府，台湾是其领土的一部分。
New loan deals have been resilient also for developing countries that are exporters of critical mineral resources or battery metal, such as Indonesia, Argentina, Brazil, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, receiving more than $8 billion in disbursements in 2023, or over a third of China's total loan outflows for that year, the report said.
报告还提到，中共依然持续对那些出口关键矿产资源或电池金属的发展中国家提供新贷款，例如印尼、阿根廷、巴西和刚果民主共和国等国，在2023年共获得超过80亿美元的贷款拨付，占中共国当年贷款总额的三分之一以上。
Rising debt service costs raise questions about whether China could use the repayments for geopolitical leverage, wrote Duke. Some argue that China's lending boom in the 2010s reflected an intentional effort at debt trap diplomacy aimed at pushing countries into debt problems so that geopolitical concessions could later be extracted, he said.
杜克指出， 不断上升的债务偿还成本引发了一个问题，中国是否可能利用这些还款作为地缘政治杠杆？他还说，一些人认为，中国在2010年代的贷款激增反映出一种有意为之的债务陷阱外交策略，目的是让借款国陷入债务困境，从而在日后换取地缘政治上的让步。
Don't smoke here. I need help. There's a wildfire in the forest.
NBC, approximately 43% of all wildfires are caused by people.It is important to exercise caution when outdoors. For more information, visit bcwildfire.ca or call 1-888-336-7378. 1-888-336-7378.
Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF.90.1 FM Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a song by James Gordon, and it's called Dreaming of a Dream.Which is from the album titled The Heritage Hall Sessions, released in 2019. 听众朋友，欢迎您接着收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Ra Chen 的秀的音乐节目。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 James Gordon 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Dreaming of a Dream， 希望您喜欢。
That would set me free. Dreaming that want to always bring me down. The prairie dust blows down my street, gathering around my feet. It's in my eyes so I can't see beyond these messed up memories. If I had a dream to fly on, I'd let it carry me away. Something I could rely on to get me through these lonely days.
The song vocal and performed by Blue Standard, and it's called A Good Thing, which is from the album also titled A Good Thing, released in 2018. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自加拿大音乐人 Blue Standard 作曲并演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 A Good Thing。
Everything in its time, so the wise men say, and that old cliche must contain more than a grain of truthAt least it did for this shallow, naive, and callow youth. Isn't it a good thing that you never came my way when I was young and wildand careless, falling in and out of love. Each day I had never seen the beauty in you, nor had the sense to try to win you.Never knowing what to do or what to say to make you stay. Isn't it a good thing? What growing pains can do, I'm glad that loneliness and heartache taught me just how much I needed you. I could never have adored you so, love, if I had met you long ago, love.But I know a good thing when I see it now. Isn't it a good thing?
他行过五洲四洋，他说在遥远的地方有个美丽的天堂。四季如春，鸟语花香，人们都有爱和想，稻谷芬芳，雨下满望，人世间喜气洋洋。为了寻找那个地方，我离开我的家乡。
老船长的话 which means what the old captain said, and it's vocal by 潘越云. Uplexed is a song vocal by 施孝荣, and it's called 归人沙城。听朋友，刚才您欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是来自潘越云演唱的《老船长的话》。接下来，请大家欣赏来自施小荣演唱的《归人沙城》。
声声响滚人
today's music segment of the Chinese show, and it's called 大斗笠, which means a big rain hat. And Hershey wants to thank you for listening to our show and wish you a happy weekend. Please tune next Saturday noon.On CJSF 9.1 FM. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自赵小谭演唱的《大斗笠》。在这里呢，感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。
走起路来摇摇摆，笑起来他好可爱。我问他小男孩，太阳已经要落山，为何你还依然头顶一个大斗笠？小男孩他眨眨眼，拍拍他的大斗笠，告诉我那里面藏着一个小秘密。乖宝宝，我悄悄送你一块糖，我掀开看一看，里面原来有两块糖，他对我笑一笑，糖又放进了大斗笠。小男孩头顶一个大斗笠，走起路来摇摇摆，笑起来他好可爱。我问他小男孩，太阳已经要落山，为何你还依然头顶一个大斗笠？小男孩他眨眨眼，拍拍他的大斗笠，告诉我那里面藏着一个小秘密。乖宝宝，我悄悄送你一块糖。我掀开看一看，里面原来有两块糖，他对我笑一笑，糖又放进了大斗笠。